Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network coming to you live and in color from all over the nation. We've got a special, special, special guest tonight that we're going to bring on in a few minutes, Ms. Catherine Young, Copper Young, and out of Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, and she is a very special guest tonight because she's also celebrating her birthday recently, but also she's one of the original facilitators of the International Black Summit, and so she'll be gracing us with her presence tonight, and we're looking forward to that conversation. But as we always get started, we'll start with the declaration of the International Black Summit. We declare ourselves, our community, and all communities whole and complete. There is nothing to do except be. We assert that we are responsible for generating community as possibility and distinction. We listen for and grant being to the possibility and creation of unpredictable results. Our conversation of, about, and for those of African descent is one of power, self-generation, abundance, responsibility, unity, and integrity with the possibility of being. We stand for the expression of our spirituality, ending the murders of our men, women, and children, building economies responsible for funding our community, maintaining wellness of being in our bodies, providing human services, establishing nurturing relationships, altering the conversation of who we are in the media, empowering our youth. We declare that our community manifests itself in the world as a contribution in the transformation of the universe. Atlanta, Georgia, October 7th, 1991. And today's date is December 8th, 2013. North, south, east, west, above, below, within, and around. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. You're listening to the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. We come to you on Sunday nights from 8 to 9 p.m. Our call-in number is 646-716-9827. We are experiencing a problem with the switchboard right now, so I may not be able to get to you until that problem is resolved, but I'll let you know. But you certainly can call in and listen to the conversation. And I also want to let you know that we are going. The summit has an annual event every year, and we're going to Belize, which is in Central America. And so you need to check out the information at www.blacksummit.org to find out how you can get there. So folks, put your coins together, because this is going to be one of those trips that you do not want to miss. We hope to be mingling with the folks from Belize and having some real interesting conversations with them and see how we can support them in moving their conversation and their vision forward. As you know, that the work that we do is all around your vision. So if you're not working on your vision, then you're working inside somebody else's vision. So make sure that you're clear what your vision is, and what your purpose in life is for. So, on that note, let me bring my guest that I've known. Wow, I've known. Well, the International Black Summit's been around. What we're in our 22nd, 23rd year, going into our 23rd year, and I've known Ms. Catherine. Wow, I think I've known her longer than that. I think I've been about at least 25 or 26. Well, welcome to the call, Catherine. How are you?
I'm doing good, Glenn. It has been a while, hasn't it?
It sure has. You know, it's kind of like that fine wine. You know, it just gets better with age, baby.
Yeah,
you know?
Really. Woo!
So I want to acknowledge your Earth Day, and I'm gonna go back a little bit and recall your 50th when we were
Tahiti.
Tahiti.
Yeah.
Tahiti. That was a nice trip.
Wow.
That was a nice trip. I don't even remember how. There was probably about 12 or 13 of us, wasn't it?
I think it was 15 of us.
It was 15.
Did our little turn, to Tahiti.
Traveled to Tahiti and just went to a part of the world that we had never experienced, and you had, I guess, always wanted to visit there. And what a lovely time with lovely folks, and Catherine had some of her family members there, and then we had folks from the summit who had traveled, and, you know, friends of the summit that had also traveled there, and we just had a wonderful time. Some black folks up in Tahiti.
Really? Oh, my God, that was really, really a great time, wasn't it? I mean, just
it was.
The people were so great, and the people at the hotel were so great to us. We just had so many events that happened on that trip that were just outside the nine dots. People, remember that family that some of you, I know, Lennar and Oren, I think, and some others were venturing over the island and met these people, and they told them about birthday, and the people invited us over to dinner, dinner and fixed me a birthday cake. I mean, just really people just connecting, not based on history of how long you've known each other, but being in the moment and people just connecting, and wow.
It really, when you think about it, it really was the epitome of the summit for me, when I think about it. Going around the world and meeting other people of black African descent and just connecting and becoming family instantaneously. Because that's really what they were.
Yeah.
They became family.
You know, Glenn, this is the first time I saw this, is in this call talking to you, My vision, I heard you mention something about vision in the introduction to this call, and I was just kind of listening to vision, and I was like, what is my vision, kind of? And I remember I had done some work with myself previously and was very present to my relationship with family, and have always, you know, as a kid, seen a world that relates as family. And I was just like, damn, that was what a wonderful gift life gave me. God, whatever you want to call that, gave me for my 50th.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Family, really, family everywhere, no matter where you are. We are family. We are human beings. We are a family. We are one. So, I just really saw that when you were saying that.
Yeah.
It was great.
You know, the thing that I get present to is the work, the vision work that we do has us be present and has us be in touch with, you know, what are we here for? What am I here to contribute to the planet? You know, what is my contribution? And to use the work of the summit, we've got what they call distinctions, and the distinctions are the tools that we use to keep ourselves clear so that we can be on track for our purpose and certainly to fulfill on our purpose and our vision. And, you know, that trip was very much a beautiful, exotic trip. We have many, many stories of connecting with the folks from Tahiti on a spiritual level, on a family level, on an economic level. You know, there were many levels that we connected. I recall one of my walks on the beach, and I saw, you know, I saw this this guy kind of off to the woods, you know, and just you know how you have the little bushes on the beach, like a little setback from the beach, and you know, I hear that, and you know, I seen the guy, and I kind of waved to him, and I decided to continue my walk. And so, you know, I walked probably for maybe another half a mile or so down the beach, and I'm on my way back, and I hit that same spot, and the guy's still there. He said, "Hey." And then I hear, "Glenn."
What?
Glenn. and who of course is there is Orin. So Orin must have also walking on the beach, stopped in on the guy, and so the three of us are there. So I, you know, of course I walk over, and the interesting thing is, for those of you who don't know, Tahitians speak French. They have their own native language, but they also have French. Now, I took French in, junior high school, so I can say hello, and that's about it. So, basically, and Arnold speak no French, and so we're sitting there with this guy, and we were in full communication with this guy. We didn't speak a common language, but were in partnership, and we hung out and had some beers and so on and so forth. But it's just that whole trip was about connecting and family and you know, all of the things that you were talking about. And for me, really, it's about the summit. So those of you who are thinking about going to Belize, I want you to really know that you may have some opportunities and some experiences to connect with the folks in Belize in a way that you might not think is possible.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to get back to the vision. You know, we live our life inside of this conversation of vision. And one of the things that that we certainly have, or let me speak for myself, certainly for me, one of the things that I've seen is that inside of my vision gives me a particular kind of action. And that action, and I get to choose. So it's not like I'm compelled to, but I actually have some choice about it. But my vision begins to give me some action, and I get to choose the action that's consistent with my vision when I choose it. And so the information that we provide inside of the summit space is really for you to choose and to be able to, in that moment, either choose consistent with your vision or not, and know that you're not choosing in that particular moment. What would you say it was like for you just in the beginning when, you know, you're one of the facilitators, and you really were involved in the conversation even before that first summit? You were kind of organizing and kind of clearing people and kind of standing for something to occur. What was that like for you, as much as you can recall?
It was it was like being in life and being connected to people. And that's about what I can tell you, because, you know, a lot of people ask me, well, what was it like? You know, we have the summit as it is today. We have the declaration as it is today. Well, at that point, where we were, the group of us who were working together, was that the bottom line was we had gotten together. We knew we wanted to make a difference in the world outside of ourselves, not just about ourselves, but for others. So, you know, you got a group of 20 people, each knowing that they want to make a difference in the world in some particular way, not knowing exactly how, but realizing that we all were present to the fact that we wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I wouldn't have said that back then, but what I would say today is that there was alignment was present.
Yes.
There was
okay. Alignment
present for making a difference. You know, I tell you, Glenn, I didn't have any of this grandiose, you know, vision of creating this organization or da-da-da. Again, I go back to the only thing that I knew back 22 plus years ago was that I love my family. I love my biological family. I love all the people that I meet and interact with. I have a commitment to honor people and to be family with people. That's all I knew. And I was in that conversation with myself, dwelling in that. And this person, Pat Reporter, came up to me and asked me, did I want to engage with she and Aloma in a conversation for making a difference in the black community? And I want you to know, I said yes, and what's very important about my yes was I said yes because of my relationship with Pat. Pat was family for me. We had just finished doing a project in Detroit through Landmark Education, and we really, like, were in sync with each other. And out of my affinity for her, she asked me, I said yes, bottom line. You know, I didn't have any grandiose, you know, thought-out vision. All I knew was I'm committed to this person. She's seeing something. Yes, I will support that. That's where it was. Now, that link for me, and I can only see it as an after thing, that I don't say that I have a vision. I say that life is visioning itself through me.
Through you, okay.
Through me. Okay. And the best I can do is to keep myself present to see what that is. And all I know is when I'm present, I don't have to think about whether or not I'm going to say yes or no. It's given to me. It's just like, you know, this is a Sunday. I'm usually halfway asleep by now. call me, ask me, you know, to be on this call. I'm like, I don't know why they're going to talk to me. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
Inside of my relationship, I know the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how I feel about it. Do I want to? Yeah, I got something great. No. Show up on the call because life is visioning itself through you, through your relationship with Glenn. And it's so for me, the thing that I am most grateful for this conversation is that we are given ongoingly distinctions in the International Black Summit that allows us to be present to who we are and our relationship with life, our relationship with the Creator, our relationship with the higher self, however one would want to say that. But we are given distinctions that allows for presence. And when one is present, one doesn't, for me, it's not a matter of I have to think about what to do. What I have to do is right there. And I find myself moving into that action. And I think that's the real gift of the work that we do in the International Black Summit. And the other thing I was thinking, I'm just, like, my mind is going, like, wild right this second, Glenn. But
that was
And I was thinking, I was like, okay, vision. How is life visioning itself through me now? And this thing called families continues to be right there in front of me. And I was thinking, well, you know, I have retired as a facilitator of the National Black Summit, even though I find myself facilitating all the time, right?
All the time, right.
At the summit, I mean, but that's the way it is. And yet I am not in that active role, you know, like you and others are in the active role of keeping this organization alive and thriving. And so I'm asking myself, so God, what are you visioning through me now in this thing called family? And, you know, what I want everybody to know, how it's visioning itself through me is Monday, Tuesday, Thursday nights, I'm doing science tutoring with my nephew. I'm like, I am biology. Now, I know you are Mr. Biology, Glenn.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I made it through biology, but I'm like, what is this? This boy is learning. And I am not facile in it, but you know what? I'm getting it. I'm getting facile. We are studying. This child is moving from not doing well at all to making at least, hopefully, a B now. But that's how it's visioning itself through me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, you know, it's like, I do not be wanting to get on that phone call to do this tutoring with this child. But when that time comes, you know what? There's no question. Do I pick up the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Or do I go over? Or do we get on Skype? It's no question. Whatever life gives us, that we know on Monday it's a date.
And
you know, and I say that because one of the things that I know some people often think that there's this grandiose thing that one must do in the world, you know, to carry this flag of this vision. And sometimes it's just as simple as helping your nephew with his studies or taking care of a neighbor or your community, cleaning up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like the real gift of visioning is to know that if you hear, life got a plan for you. And that plan is right there in front of us every day if we can just open our eyes and see it. You know, it's there.
Well, that's actually perfect because for me, that's that action that's in front of you that keeps showing up for you to see and for you to do. That's absolutely it. And the other thing I wanted to point to for our listeners is this conversation of having life show up, visioning through you. You know, that's you know, it's like, oh, wow, wait a minute. There's a different aspect of visioning for me. So I'm doing some work in the community. I'm on the community board, and I'm doing this stuff with economic development, and I'm looking to create a conversation, a mold, a conversation out in the world. And what I find myself doing is, well, you got to do this report, or you got to set up this email, or you have to make this call, or you have to, and those are the things that show up inside of that conversation of visioning. And the other part that I want to speak to is that it's what life is presenting you. It's what life is giving you. And there is something about being present to what life has given you. You know, life has given you working with your nephew. And it's interesting, it's working with him in an area that you're not necessarily comfortable, but yet there's a commitment inside a family that has you energized, that has you in action, that has you clear about what there is to do. And so I want to invite our listeners to look for themselves to find out what that is for them. You know, what it is for you. You know, what is it, what is it, what is that thing that you can connect to that is your family, is your friends, is your, could be your work, could be your hobbies, could be your, you know, your primary vocation. Begin to look and identify what that thing is and how you can keep yourself on track. And again, the tools called distinctions are the things that we utilize in keeping it, and we'll call it clearing. That's one of the distinctions inside the International Black Summit. And so what we do is we clear ourselves so that we can listen what life is speaking through us, you know, through that purpose, through that vision. And you're absolutely right, Catherine. It's not always this big, grandiose thing. Sometimes it's just, you know, I find myself consumed in the weeks by stopping into a neighbor, going to the hospital to visit my roommates from college, going to visit my my ex-father-in-law that was in the hospital. You know, I got a call from my ex-wife. Oh, you know, she's out of town. She's in another country. Can you visit my father? You know, it's like, and those are the things that I'm consumed by, but I completely enjoy. So it's not burdensome at all. You know, I enjoy doing it. I love doing it, and it is making a difference out in the world, because appreciate you visiting them so much in the hospital or stopping in a neighbor, and you know, or doing, you know, we've got snow here in New York, so you know, go and shovel a neighbor's you know, sidewalk. There's so many things that we can do and connect with out in the world that make a difference, and it's the little things that make a big difference for folks. So I just wanted to say that and underline that. And this is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network. Please visit our website, www.blacksummit.org, and you can get some information about what we're up to, what we're doing. Please take a look at our declaration if you haven't seen it or haven't heard it. Look at the declaration. We invite you to find yourself inside of that declaration. Again, we're going to Belize this year, so please begin to look to make travel arrangements around traveling to Belize. I think it's going to be an absolutely wonderful, wonderful opportunity. As Catherine said earlier, I love my biology, and they've got a parrot paradise in Belize, so I'm going to make sure I take a couple extra days to do some traveling to check that out. And they've also got quite a bit of parks, wildlife parks and whatnot, so I am definitely carving out my itinerary to make sure that I can travel to some of those things as well. So back to you, Catherine. Back to you, my dear. So what are the things that you see for yourself? You know, what are you working on outside of your nephew? I know one of the things that you are not just tutoring, but you've also been supporting them in going to their games, and because I've been tracking the football pitchers, and these young men are growing up to be some consummate sports athletes. So I know that you're doing a lot of things with your family. So share some of those things with us, if you'd like.
I was gifted with these two boys, my two nephews here in Atlanta. One is 12 and one is 14, and they are both highly into the sports thing. They don't miss a season. So right now it's football season, and the one that's 14, he's on the football team. He's not on varsity. He's a ninth grader. But he still has to suit up with the varsity team, and their team will be in the championship, the state championship, next Saturday. So that's the big highlight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's the big highlight. And Jared has finished his football season for 12-year-olds, and he's now into basketball. So it's like I've told them, I pick my season, I do baseball season, and I do football. Every now and then I'll do basketball, Jared, and he even gets into tennis.
And he gets into tennis, too?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. He did a tennis camp at Emory this past year, and he's going to do another one this coming summer. But they're very athletically inclined, and just have to keep them geared up to academics, you know, as well. And Justin, the one that's 14, he's, for anybody on this call that's from LSU, he's a LSU-bound young man. And so it's so funny. He has me so enrolled in that he's going to LSU. My dentist, my periodontist, went to dental school at LSU. So I'm in the dentist's office. So who do you know? At LSU. And then I was talking to someone else, and they were saying, you know, like the average SAT score is like 25 for you to get into LSU. So I'm trying to, informing him what it takes to get into LSU, you know, not just football, the skill of football, but you have to have, not, you know, academic knowledge as well. So we are working hard on that. And so I'm just really excited about these kids. And the thing that's really significant about them, I don't have children of my own. I don't have biological children. And when Justin was the first one to be born, and his parents invited me to come into the room for his birth.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, he's, as far as I'm concerned, he's my firstborn.
I know that's right. I hear you.
And
I
then when Jared was born, I was invited for his birth. So he's my secondborn. So that is how life gave me the experience of birth. And I'm very appreciative to it. I am linked to these kids, and it's just no question about it. It's not something I just decided to do. I'm linked. I can see that I'm linked, and I'm looking all the time to see, you know, what is my contribution to them? How can I support life in them? So. My life looks a lot of different ways with these boys, but you're right. I'm in the cold, sitting in the cold, watching football, sitting in the hot sun, in these long baseball tournaments. I go to Panama City every summer to the tournament that they have, baseball tournament. It is a gas. It's fun. It's wonderful. I am so grateful for them and for their parents to allow me to be included, you know, in their life.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I want to let our listeners know that the switchboard is open, so if you'd like to get on, press 1, and I'll recognize you and get you on in a second. But, you know, it's so important to be present to life. You know, I know that before I got involved in the summit conversation, it's very easy to caught up in things and have life pass you by. And the summit conversation has slowed me up to slow down and, you know, as I said, smell the coffee and see the green grass as it grows and not to miss it, because that's also part of why I'm here on the planet and the opportunity that I am to the world, to the planet.
Man, let me just say this right quick, because I just really want to thank you and Joyce as facilitators of the Youth Summit, as well as my dear niece Tamara, and what's the young man from Canada, from Ottawa?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. I can't think of names. But I just really – I want to thank the Youth Summit. Let me say it that way, and all who are involved in the Youth Summit. Because, you know, you met Jared at when the summit was in Birmingham.
In Birmingham, yes.
And during that time, I was working with Jared with his studies. He was having difficulties with his reading at that time. And he was having a difficult time in school. He was getting in trouble. They were always sending him to the office and all these things, and found out that he had some visual processing problems and got those things worked out, so, and found out that he needed glasses. So all those things unfolded. And then I decided, the other thing is that he has this distinction. He has problems with executive functioning, which means that he has problems kind of getting things in order and sorting things out and putting things where they belong.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I saw those things and regulating himself. He can go over the top, et cetera, you know, and he's a high-energy kid. All those things and being able to kind of like distinguish all that stuff out. And to give him some power in the face of that, I brought him to the International Black Summit Youth Summit. And I cannot thank you and the other facilitators enough for the difference that it made for Jared. I mean, I asked him, you know, what he got as soon as he got out, and it was clear that the thing that he got was the distinction responsibility. And you can ask him today, and it's like, I don't know, right? But I know, based on the way he's being now, I'm not working with him because I'm now working with his older brother, but he works with his studies with his dad now. His dad doesn't have any problems. He's right there. He's open. He's listening. He's doing fine in school now, and I am grateful to the summit for touching him.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
I don't know what the hell you did up in there, but you made it.
Yeah.
But let me just. I'm sorry. I just got to tell you this because I'm so excited right now.
Go ahead. He
was in the room with me, and you got to get these kids. They don't be wanting to get up in no morning. That boy was up. He was ready to eat his breakfast. One morning I got up, he ate his breakfast, and before I knew it, he was out the door. I'm like, where'd you? I said, boy, you can't get home without me.
He was on a mission. He was on a mission, huh?
A mission. He was getting to that room. He was going to be on time. And then when he got down there, he saw Lamar. That's where the
Lamar, yes. That's what was the name I was going to tell you, yes.
He said, okay, everything's okay. Lamar's not in the room yet, so it's okay. I'm all right now. but it really, the great thing I'm saying, I'll just say that, last week, I asked his father if I could bring Justin to Belize.
Okay.
And his father said it was like a definite yes. And so I'm very excited about that. I hope things work out so I can bring both of them. But if anyone's on the call, I just encourage people to bring their children to the International Black Summit. It's nothing like having young people be present to who they are and to, you know, what God wants to deliver through them at an early age. I think that that's one of the biggest gifts that we can give our children. So I just encourage all of us to bring our youth to the International Black Summit.
Yes, and I also want to add that we have a young adult section that we just started. We had our first event in Ottawa, and we're going to be continuing that conversation. And that's from 18 to 25, sorry, to 35. So people actually have the opportunity to be in the young adult or the adult summit. So they get a choice about that. And wherever they see themselves, they can place themselves, and they can move back and forth between the young adult and the adult in terms of as needed per themselves. So I just wanted to add that inside the conversation. And we've had a couple people waiting, so I'm going to bring them on the call now. 773-491, go ahead. You're live on the air.
Hi, this is Claudie. Hi, Kat.
Hey, Claudie.
What's up, Claudie?
Hi. I was excited when I found out you were going to be on the call, and thank you, Glenn, for the email.
You're welcome.
There's so much positive stuff happening in my life in this moment that I have to do that. But anyway, that's another story. The reason I wanted to share this, I wanted to talk to you two, is because Andrea and I she was in a really, I'm going to say a really clear conversation with a friend of hers. And as I was listening to her in the conversation, so she was really facilitating it in such a way that she facilitated me. And for the facilitators in the International Black Summit, particularly you, Kat, Andrea and I watch you as well as some of the others, but we really watch you. And because, and this is what this relates to Andrea and I in listening to her conversation, is there is this thing, and I think you alluded to it earlier, about being so present in the moment that you cut right to the chase of what's going on in the room in a way that's so clear. And it's almost you could put a period at the end of your conversation when you do that. And I was acknowledging Andrea on that experience that she was having in this conversation, and of course you came up. And what we came to recognize, that happens for us kind of like in fleeting moments or in a hit and miss. And for us, it's so not important, that's a poor word, but the idea is to do this at will and to be able to be that clear at will that you get the room, that you get the space, that you get the conversation that you're in without all the fluff. So I really want to acknowledge you for who you are, Kat, and what you have done for me inside of my conversations with you and just listening to you. And great job. Just great job.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Thank you so much, Claudie. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, no, that's great, Claudie, because, you know, what I'm reminded is the conversation of mastery. You know, there's a level of mastery that is present. And you hit it on the nail. Catherine is a master has things appear with a particular ease that is just sometimes unbelievable. You know, your mouth drops and you're like, wow. You know, so that is certainly who you've been, Catherine, for all of us, and the original five, and you've trained us. And see, that's the other thing. Not only have you mastered it, but you've mastered the giving away of it, such that you can come and go and know that it's handled. You know, so that's really, I just want to acknowledge that as part of this conversation for now.
Great. Glenn, I just want to remind you to say the ages for the Youth Summit.
Oh, for the Youth Summit, it's from 8 to 17.
Okay, great.
8 to 17, and then 18 to 35, and then, of course, the adult room is teen and unlimited. We've got another caller, 212-831. Go ahead, you're live on the air.
Hi, this is Nancy in New York. It's so wonderful to get home. Thank you. So wonderful to get home and open my email and see that I had an opportunity to be on a show with Catherine Copper and Glenn and everybody else. You know, I just came on when you were talking about alignment, and I can't even say the words that you said, but what I got was, you know, the summit provides you an opportunity to have tools to get yourself present such that the thing to do is not look for it. It's just right there in front of you to do. Oh, my God, that is so great to get that. Because, Catherine, we're in the process of really starting to document some of the training that you guys gave us over the years. And I'm working with John Thomas and Paul Coates, and we're putting together a course called Distinguishing Distinctions. But we're actually giving what we see to give people facility around, first of all, distinguishing a distinction, and also giving some the best that we can to facility around actually facilitating a distinction with someone.
Wow. How great.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we've got one more caller with their hand up, and that is area code 410-664. Go ahead. You're live on the air.
Hi, this is Salima, and I'm absolutely just enjoying this call. I was looking forward to being on it with Kat and everyone else. And it was just so nice hearing this slice of Kat. And this slice of her as the her role in the family is so consistent with what I've seen as her role in the conversation of the International Black Summit. So, Kat, all I can say is keep on doing what you're doing. And
all right.
Family with peace.
Excellent. Go ahead, Kat.
Well, I just wanted to tell Salima, I haven't had a chance to respond to your email about your trip to Belize. I'm excited that you are going. Are you still going?
Well, that is my intent. It's not quite finalized.
Well, I say that because I really do want to support that, and I think this is a great time, this kind of call. I don't know how many people will be listening, but for you to do that would be just, I can see you. You are Miss Enfoldment for me. And we, you know, one of the things that we listen for in the summit is where the conversation is to go. And the conversation is to go to Belize. And why not enter Belize early before the event and be engaged with the community? And I certainly want to support that. I don't know if I'll be able to go, but I certainly will contribute to you or whoever else is going, and I would, you know, encourage others to do that. I think that would be a great thing for us as an organization to do, is to go in early.
Fine.
So I'll be in conversation with you about that. It would be great if the enrollment team could go, but we have enough people that we could cause that. I mean, anyway, I see that. What I see, like, you know, you were saying, Nancy, what I see that I'm to contribute. So I will be contributing. Mm. I'll say it that way.
Thanks, Kat. Awesome. That certainly is a wonderful contribution, and you've got it exactly like that, entering the community early.
Yeah.
That's my intention to be there. I just haven't got the full confirmation. I'm waiting. It's not a no. I'm told that the confirmation for the space, the current space that I've identified, cannot take place, which was new until 1st of January. So we'll see. There may be some other options that come into being prior to the 1st of January.
I'll try to keep myself, you know, posted to your emails and things like that to see. But I certainly want to support that effort.
Thank you so very, very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I just want to underline, so for those of you who are listening, just want you to listen to how things are unfolding, you know, inside of family, inside of support, inside of contribution. We're always looking at what does expansion look like, and it can be, and how do we communicate that, and so, you know, one of the things that I posted is having a stand, taking a stand, and how I mean it inside of this context of the International Black Summit is that you don't necessarily know how that thing is going to get done, but you're standing that it's going to get done, and you can see it getting done, and you allow life to direct you through the what's next, and what's next after that, and what's next after that, and what's next after that, in terms of delivering on that thing that you see that you're standing for. So that's one of the ways inside of this conversation of the International Black Summit that we can support each other and deliver on some of the things that we see in terms of vision and opportunities for ourselves, for the black community, and for the world. This is the International Black Summit Talk Show Network, and we've got about 7 minutes left. If you'd like to, there's a couple folks out there in the chat room as well as online. If you'd like to say something, just press 1 and you'll be recognized and we can bring you into the conversation. And if you're in the chat room, we've got some lines still available, 646-716-9827. So if you'd like to jump inside of this conversation, please do so. And certainly visit our website at www.blacksummit.org to keep posted on what we're doing. We've got events there. We've got Summit Shares, which is an opportunity for you to attend an event that is an opportunity for you to listen and to get answer some of your questions about what is the summit, what does it do, you know, how was it formulated, so forth. We also have prerequisites from time to time in different cities. We have a prerequisite always at the annual event, but we also have opportunities in other cities as well. And so if you're interested in doing a prerequisite, having a prerequisite in your community, you're looking to create or bond or to formulate a group of folks that are up to doing something in your particular community, you want the prerequisite to be a support tool for that, please contact us. Again, the website is www.blacksummit.org. And I'm just so pleased to have one of the original facilitators, Ms. Catherine Copper Young, with us tonight, and she's been just sharing about a little bit of some insights about her life and what she's been up to and what she's working on, and it is always a pleasure to be with the grace and ease of Catherine. There's always something that gets shifted for me. Let me speak for myself. So I know that when I'm in her presence, there's always something shifted. And tonight, what I can say got shifted was this notion of vision. How vision is being vision through one, as opposed to outside of one. So that was a different way of me listening and viewing vision. So I just want to thank Catherine for always, at the edge, as they say, opening up that envelope, expressing and getting to that next level of conversation or consciousness that, again, allows me to keep myself clear and focused on the things that are near and dear to me. We have another caller, 205-266. Go ahead, you're live on the air. Would you like to share? 205-266. Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry. I had to turn the mute off. I'm not too familiar. This is Synovia from Birmingham.
Hey,
darling. I remember my first seminar. I remember how impressed I was with your leadership inside of it and many other people. But when I saw that you were going to be on the air, I was like, let me just call in and just say that, you've been a light for me, and I haven't known you that long. I've been dealing with some issues that have kind of gotten me out of the mix because I'm just dealing with me. But what I've learned in that is that whatever I want is available to me. So even though I've taken this time to deal with my mother's passing and some other things that's happening around me, I really get in the summit that however I take a break or whatever I do, that everything I need is available to me. And there's, it's just a matter of reaching and doing. So, I've chosen not to do that for myself, but I've learned so very much, and I know that, I'll be back. So I just wanted to say that, but thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Zenobia. And one way you can relate to that is that I haven't gone anywhere, nowhere to come back to. You are a part of the International Black Summit. You are a facilitator of the International Black Summit.
Yeah.
And lives in the world. You are doing what life is giving you to do.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Be present to what life is visioning through you in this moment. And it will put you in different places and time in the world.
Mm-hmm.
If you can be present to that, you can be present to the declaration. You can be present to your relationship with each and every one of us, and know that you're not outside of any loop or outside of anything. That you're right in the middle of it, really.
Yes. Thank you so much.
For coming on the call? Yes, thank you.
All right.
I don't know if it's
going to be said or not. That's just me. That's still
up there. Yeah.
You
want to
say something, Claudie? Let me put you on mute. Okay, well, we've got about 30 seconds left. Catherine, as always, it is just such a pleasure to have you on the show. We love having you on the show. We would have you every week if we could. Here's what I want to close with. I just want to thank you for being the one. Being the one. You talked about your nephew, the responsibility. The being responsible, being accountable, for this conversation and holding the space. You know, you have done that and still continue to do that. Even in your, and I can't even call it lesser role, because you are you, and you are a contribution on any level. Every time you open your mouth, you're a contribution.
Amen.
So I just want to thank you for sharing yourself so powerfully, having people see what's possible for human being, for people of African descent, being the powerful woman that you are, and so many other things that you are. Because that doesn't even begin to capture all of the things that you are for so many people. So I just want to thank you for giving me the space for me to find myself and to show up. And that's what this opportunity inside the International Black Summit has meant for me. So I just want to thank you for all you've done for all of us.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm. You're very welcome. On that note, we're going to – did you want to say anything before we go?
Yeah, I did. I don't know if I said thank you to Catherine, so I just wanted to make sure I say – Glenn just said thank you for all of us, and I second, third, fourth, and fifth it.
Oh.
Thank you, Nancy.
Well, with that, we're going to close out for tonight. Again, thank you for being on the show. Thanks for all of you listeners. Thank you for all the call-ins. Continue to listen and to be open to what we're sharing and what's possible for yourself inside of your commitment and your vision. Peace and blessings. Good night and God bless.
Thank you. Good night.